From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 7-passenger MDX. More information is available at Acura.com.
In a time of crisis, with Americans fearing attack from enemies within, 9 enemy combatants are arrested for an incident that leaves 5 Americans dead. The accused face trial amidst public outrage and demands for execution. Who should represent these unpopular defendants? Not America's top law firms, according to Charles Stimson, the Pentagon's senior official in charge of military detainees. Stimson recently expressed dismay that major law firms will defend detainees in military tribunals and suggested that companies doing business with those law firms make them choose between, in Stimson's words, terrorists or more reputable clientele. Now, what would Stimson say to John Adams, founding father, signer of the Declaration of Independence, and our second president? It was Adams who defended those 9 enemy combatants, British redcoats, when they stood trial for firing upon unarmed Americans in what we now know as the Boston Massacre. It nearly cost him his famous career, but Adams later recalled that representing those soldiers was one of the best pieces of service I ever rendered my country. Our legal system depends upon talented lawyers stepping out of their comfort zone and defending the most unpopular amongst us. When lawyers defend the despised, they not only fulfill an ethical obligation, they breathe life into core American values of justice and due process. Often, such lawyers are in major law firms with enough resources to take on the government, hold them accountable, and, in so doing, help preserve the integrity of a democracy that lives by the rule of law. Among Dr. King's many lessons was that though the moral arc of the universe is long, it bends towards justice. But history's arc does not bend by accident. If justice be our destiny, it's only because some are willing to stand up even when, especially when, it's unpopular to do so. With a perspective, I'm Tony West.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.